What is Georgia Day?
It is a big celebration of the founding of the colony of Georgia in 1733. Oglethorpe came here with the first colonist and settled Georgia in February of 1733. And really, in one way or another, ever since, Georgians have marked, celebrated, commemorated that event. The Georgia Historical Society does it through something called the Georgia History Festival. And it's a series of events that are held in Savannah and around the state that mark the founding of Georgia in 1733.
Why do you think this is important to remember?
I think on its most basic level, it's good to commemorate one's origins, one's founding. Georgia was founded with the noble purpose of non sibi sed alis, which means not for self, but for others. And I think that we as a people should continue to strive toward that, and not only in our public service, but in our lives. And it's a good thing to remember, I think, where we come from, how far we've been, and maybe how far we still have to go. But it's always good as we move forward to take a look back.
Is there anything that sticks out in terms of the relevance of the founding, any of the stories from the founding of Georgia that are particularly relevant today?
You know, Oglethorpe and the trustees sort of, it's always fun to say who they banned from Georgia, right? Lawyers and alcohol, this sort of thing. And but really, Georgia has always been a pretty welcoming place, because when you're starting out, you need all the help you can get. So Jewish population came here. Salzburgers, who were Germans, came here. Slavery was banned for the first 20 years, although, of course, it eventually made a foothold. But I think it was started for good reasons and for noble purposes. And Oglethorpe really remains one of the founding fathers, if you will, going back into the colonial period, who is still safe because he was on the right side of history in terms of slavery.
What is Oglethorpe's legacy that people can actually see today?
Two things that are right under your feet. One is the city of Savannah and its beautiful squares. I think he would come back and, maybe minus the automobiles, would probably recognize much of Savannah as it existed. But also just the state of Georgia. I think the fact that Georgia as an entity has survived, we still call it by the same thing he did, I think he'd be very proud of that. I think the state of Georgia and the city of Savannah are living legacies of Oglethorpe.
So what are the upcoming events? It's a month-long celebration, so line it up for us.
We have three events that are all free. We have the Georgia Day Parade that is Friday, February 1st, and if you've never seen it, oh, please, please come see it. We have over 3,000, I mean close to 3,500 school children in colonial costume are going to march from the north end of Forsyth Park all the way up Bull Street to City Hall, dressed in colonial costumes. And then on February 9th and 10th, we have Colonial Fair and Muster at Wormslow State Historic Site, where you can, you know, bring your friends, bring your family, spend the day. There will be cannon firings, demonstrations, cooking, just a real peek into what it was like to live in colonial times. And on February 10th, we have Super Museum Sunday. And wherever you are in Georgia, there is something for you to do. We have so many wonderful sites and parks and places that partner with us for this one day of the year. They open free of charge. So we have 105 participating sites this year statewide. So go on our website, georgiahistoryfestival.org. We have a downloadable map. So go experience history in your backyard.